Great. Well, thanks again, David, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Welcome to all of you that are joining. Pleasure to have you here as well. And we have some really cool stuff to cover today. I know this is a Fibonacci Elliott Wave conference, and what I'm going to cover today is a really incredible price action tool that can be used in conjunction with key levels like Fibonacci levels, support and resistance levels. It also can be applied within the context of Elliott waves. So we're not going to get into detail on that side of things. This is more of a tool that I think is very valuable to use in conjunction with, again, key levels, support, resistance, whether it's static support or resistance or dynamic support and resistance, as well as Elliott waves. So let's go ahead and dig in. We're going to be talking about price action pivots. And this is my tool for forecasting trend direction, and in particular, trend reversals. So I'm going to teach you the whole strategy. And by the end of our session, you'll discover how you can use price action pivots to spot turning points in the markets. The valuable information I'm going to share with you today can help forecast market trends even before they actually occur. So this helps us get into trends early, in particular off key levels like key Fib levels. And whether you're just starting out or you're a seasoned veteran, this is really must-have information for today's markets, as markets become more volatile and erratic and difficult to navigate. It's really critical that we have reliable tools to help us accurately analyze and forecast, market trends, market direction, and key market reversals. So before I get into the strategy, I'll read you a quick disclaimer. Trading securities and options involves risk. We won't really be talking about options today on the session, but these are strategies that I use in options trading. So I may mention options here and there, but just know that before you buy or sell an option, you do have to receive a copy of characteristics and risks of standardized options. Of course, we need a broker to trade securities and options and must meet suitability requirements. Any past results that we go over are not indicative of future performance, even though performance numbers or examples that I share on our session today might be based on either actual trades or hypothetical results. And due to the time-critical nature of trading, brokerage fees, activity of other subscribers, other traders, there's no guarantee that anyone will mirror the performance of what I share with you on the session today. All right, so again, pleasure to be here. My name is Jeff Tompkins. I'll give you a little bit of background on myself. Since this is my first time presenting at the conference, I want to give you a little bit of understanding of where I came from and what I do. I have 23 years of experience trading the stock options and futures markets, and I received my professional training at Morgan Stanley as an intern at the trade desk. And I'm the founder and chief investment strategist of Altos Trading, and we currently have over 60,000 members in over 100 countries across the globe. I'm also a hedge fund manager, so I do manage capital for my clients at Altos Capital. And pretty much everything I teach in my educational events, like today, are strategies, methodologies, and techniques that I deploy in my hedge fund. So this is I think, a really unique opportunity to get insight into the operations of a hedge fund in the hedge fund world, and specifically from a hedge fund manager myself. And so we're going to be talking about price action pivots today. And this is a proprietary indicator, strategy and indicator that I've developed. So we're going to be again, going through the strategy, how to identify it, how to trade it if you decide to do so, and then I'll demonstrate the indicator for you as well. So I started out teaching investing courses, trading and investing, long after I began trading for myself. And a lot of the reason I did this was because there's really a lack of good formal education out there around trading and investing. And I went through a lot of struggles myself early on, probably for well over a decade before things really clicked for me, and I started to actually, have consistent results. So I started out teaching, right? And one of the sites that I teach on is Udemy.com, and I built up a really great following on this one particular teaching website with almost 27,000 students. I think I'm actually over 27,000 now, over 7,000 reviews, 4.5 out of 5 star rating. So once I discovered that, what I was teaching was resonating with with aspiring traders and investors, and they were doing well with it. I branched out and formed Altos Trading and built upon the education that we were that I was providing with other trading tools, indicators, et cetera, that I've used successfully and that I use in my hedge fund. So that's how it all got started. and now, of course, I appear at a lot of conferences, the International Traders Expo, money shows, and online events like this today. So I spend a lot of my time teaching now. It's very rewarding for me because, as most of you know, if you trade yourself, it's a bit of a lonely profession. That's kind of really what got me into it. And I really enjoy interacting with our members and seeing them reach new levels of success. So that's my background. Now, when we look at technical analytics, right, we're trying to make a decision formulate a trade plan. We have some kind of basic things we need to decide, right? We need to know when to buy, when to sell, and actually, probably more importantly, when to stay out of the market. And that's something that's often overlooked among retail traders is, when do I stay out? We're always kind of looking for that next trade. But knowing when to stay out of the market is also very important. And that's actually why we trade, right? If we wanted to always be in the market, then trading wouldn't be appropriate for us. We should be buy and hold investors, right? So these are some of the things we're going to be looking at. And as it relates to price action pivots, we need to know how and why periodicity highs and lows provide crucial trend and reversal forecasts. And what I mean by that is typically when we're making a trading decision, it's based on, for instance, a time frame, right? So we may be trading in a 1 minute time frame, a 1 hour time frame, a daily or even weekly time frame. The beauty of the price action pivot setup is it can be applied universally across time frames. So it's fractal in nature. And so that's what I mean by periodicity highs and lows. And we're going to look at this on some charts together. How to identify when markets are likely to reverse trend? And this really can completely turn your trading around because often what happens when we get into a trade is we don't do it at the right time, right? So we get into a trade and it may have very well been a good trade. We may have even gotten the forecasted direction correct, but the timing was bad, right? And so how many of us have experienced that, right? We get into a trade and then things are looking pretty good and then it reverses on us, right? So knowing when to get in and where that reversal is likely to occur is hugely important. And so we're going to look at that and how to identify key supply and demand points. And this is really a key feature and benefit of the price action pivots. And then also how to accurately set entry, stop loss, and take profit levels. So is market trends prepared to reverse course? And they always reverse, right? Financial markets don't go straight up or straight down. They go in waves, right? And that's where Elliott wave becomes a very, I think, important consideration when trading financial markets, because they do move in waves and they do react around key levels. And these are really shifts in supply and demand. All right. So we're going to look at shifts in supply and demand within candlesticks that can give us clues to future directional movement. And we're going to use a 5-candlestick pattern. And I say minimum because there are situations where it may be more than 5, and I'll explain that. But typically, it's a 5-candlestick pattern, and it helps us identify when trend changes are likely to occur. So once the pattern's completed, we have a very solid, reliable blueprint for forecasting directional trend. All right. And again, this is really critical, not just for directional trades. Probably the bulk of us place directional trades, right? We're expecting the asset to move either up or down on, in price. But not everybody. There are a plethora of non-directional strategies, particularly in the options market, right? We can use market neutral strategies. And this still becomes critical. These price action pivots are still critical, even with market neutral or non-directional trading strategies. I think that's going to become clear to you here momentarily. But the beauty of the price action pivot is it only requires basic candlestick or OHLC charts. That's open, high, low, close. So it's the candlestick charts that most of us are used to looking at. And what we're going to do is we're going to track changes in candlestick highs. This is for short setups, and candlesticks lows for long setups over five candlestick periods. All right. So I know there's a tendency when we learn something new is, well, what time frame does it apply to? And, you know, does this work on the 1 minute chart? Does it work on the 1 hour chart? So yes, it's fractal. It works across all time frames. And the time frame actually is probably of, I would say, out of most strategies, methodologies, systems out there, where the time frame probably is relevant. I would say with price action pivots, it's about as irrelevant as it could be. Okay, so the time frame doesn't matter. Now they can predict market shifts, right? And we'll take a look at this. So as we also know, most indicators are lagging. They're using a number of periods of past price action to extrapolate, whatever that indicator is telling you into the future. All right, and we all know that past price action is not in any way going to indicate future price action. It might in some ways, in terms of like being a self-fulfilling prophecy, do so, but it actually, that lagging data from past price action really is not relevant to the future. Sometimes we get tricked into thinking it is, right? But, again, that's a hindsight bias. Right? If we see it in the past, it must be so in the future, but that's not really the truth. All right. So this is where price action pivots are so valuable, is there is no lagging with these, right? They're purely based on the current price action of the asset. And it can be applied on any retail trading or charting platform. And we can use it to pinpoint turning points in a security with quite astounding accuracy, as you'll see here momentarily. All right, because we're gonna apply these this setup to charts, and I'm gonna kind of walk through some examples, and then actually get over into a live chart, and we'll take a look at some examples on a chart as well. So again, any market, so whether you trade equities, futures, Forex, whatever asset class you trade, these apply. In fact, they have to occur for there to be a price chart, right? So in order for there, to be price action and directional or trend movement, price action pivots are an inevitability. And as I mentioned, across any time frame. Okay. So I want you to imagine a pocket watch. So imagine a pocket watch that probably not many of us carry these anymore, or if anybody, I actually don't know anyone that carries a pocket watch, but they used to be popular before the wristwatch, right? But there's something interesting about a pocket watch. So, it's basically a little miniature clock on a chain, right? And so if you hold that pocket watch and you swing it back and forth like a pendulum, and let's say you pull it 3 inches to the left, it's going to swing up to 3 inches to the right when you let go of it. It's simple physics. So it moves based on physics. And interestingly, markets work in a similar way. Obviously, there's not necessarily physics involved, but the principles behind it are similar. And the same thing happens with stock price swings, or any asset really that moves in price, as it swings back and forth between a set of key price levels. Now, the pivot point is the central point of the pendulum. And the support and resistance levels are the two ends of the swing. So think of it in that analogy, right? The pivot point's the central point of the pendulum. So when the pocket watch is perfectly vertical, and the support and resistance levels, whether those be Fibonacci levels, static or dynamic support levels, like a moving average, those are the ends of the swing, where it stops and moves back. And that's where price action pivots come in. So they allow us with a high degree of certainty to predict the most likely trend direction before a move happens, because what we're doing is we're actually capturing that that pivot right when that pocket watch is vertical. All right. So it's kind of like on this chart. You can see that there are very key turning points in this chart, right? Where on the left side of the chart, there's a bit of a downtrend that then bases and reverses back to the upside, right? And then there's some minor retracements in the context of the uptrend back to the downside. and then the trend resumes and the price goes back up. So these are, and what I've marked here are key pivots within this trend. So the first goal is to identify market shifts in supply and demand within candlesticks that give us clues to future directional movement. And then finally, based on the previous day's high and low, and I'm just saying day here because this is a daily chart, but it could be, you know, the previous hour's high and low or the previous minute's high and low. We calculate it using a formula that determines very specific key levels. And once the pattern's completed, we have a blueprint to forecast a new trend. All right. So this is what I call a price action pivot. All right. They're purely price action-based forecasting technique. They allow us to predict the most likely trend direction before the move occurs. And this is going to make the most sense if I show you a few examples. All right. So let's consider what happened to shares of Apple back in 2022. So not much was happening with Apple before July of last year. In fact, the stock is facing a lot of downward pressure due to, you know, what we all know has occurred with the bear market and inflation, rising interest rates, et cetera. And if you looked at analysts' recommendations, they were virtually all bearish on the stock at this time. But interestingly, once this particular candlestick pattern appeared, it gives the buy pivot signal. And before all the analysts had a chance to change their, you know, their rating on the stock, and before interest or sorry, inflation began coming down, and the Fed became less aggressive with raising interest rates, the stock reversed. So this is one example of many, but I think that's very powerful because the price action pivot gave us a leading indication of a reversal and trend of the shares of Apple, you know, before any fundamental data would have otherwise told us that was going to occur. So the shares ended up exploding with three buy pivots in a row, which you can see on the left side of the chart. Now, when it peaked, when the stock peaked, most people, even Wall Street pros, because again, they're all kind of behind the eight ball here. They're reacting based on lagging both technical and fundamental data and coming in after the move occurs and changing their analyst ratings, for instance. So at that point, then a lot of people thought Apple was going to keep soaring. But that's when I saw the sell pivot right around third week of August. And shares went down over the next month. And there were actually four, I think the charts cut out, but maybe five or six consecutive sell pivots on Apple. And in the same span of these 3 months on the chart, the seven signals, so there were three buy pivots and four sell pivots, were worth just over 80 points. Right. So if you're just trading 100 shares of Apple, that's over an $8,000 potential profit. So it's awesome, you know, if you can make some money when the stock's going up. It tends to be easier to make money in stocks when they're going up. But it's even better if you can spot a downtrend coming as well. So that if you are long the shares, you can get out and protect your capital. Or if you, you know, if you do short stock and it's part of your trading strategy, you can take advantage of that as well. So once you learn how to distinguish between valid and invalid pivots, you'll have a better chance to avoid getting faked out. And here's an example I'm going to give you of that, because a lot of people ask me, you know, Jeff, what if I'm a short-term swing trader, or if I'm trading intraday and just looking for a quick move? Well, I tell them that regardless of the time frame, there's a very specific and reliable pattern that reveals exactly where to get in, where to place your stop loss, where to take profits. So it gives you the whole picture without guesswork involved. So how do I know that? Well, number one, experience. I've been using price action pivots in my trading for many years. Another is probabilities and statistics. I've done the math on these. I know that they work. And again, I've been trading these for a long time with success. I've been able to achieve a positive expectancy and make money with them over time. So let's take a look at a 1 hour chart of one of my favorite stocks, because the company's based where I live, Micron Technology. And we're going to look at a 1 hour chart. So each candle equals a 1 hour period. So looking at this 1 hour chart of Micron, the price action pivot told me to get in at 61.19 per share and exit at the dotted line on the chart when it hits 64.25. All right. So that's a buy pivot. So I would set my entry order and entry price with my broker once I identify the pivot. And again, I'm just kind of laying the groundwork here. We're going to go and actually look at how to do these on the chart, and then wait for the stock to reach 61.19. So I'm not just jumping in when the pivot appears. I'm actually waiting for confirmation. And again, I'll explain that on a chart. And then if that confirmation comes, if it does fill, I then enter my stop loss and my take profit levels. And I know exactly where those are. There's no guesswork involved. And it's based on the pendulum that I just explained with the pocket watch, right? So I know mathematically, based on price momentum, where it's likely to move, right? In the near term. Now, if it doesn't fill, then I just wait for the next pivot signal. So remember when we started out, I said how important it is to know when to stay out of the market. So not every pivot is going to follow through and become a confirmed price action pivot. So I need to make sure it's confirmed. And if it's not, then I stay out of the market and I wait for the next pivot signal. But in the meantime, I don't want to tie up margin. I don't want to tie up capital. So I just cancel the order out and I wait for the next one. So here on this 1 hour chart, going back to the 1 hour, on day two, Micron shares hit 61.19. And the very next morning, we see a sell pivot signal, right? So see that kind of right in the middle of the chart. Now, I don't want to jump the gun here, especially after the stock gapped up, right? So I just want to be aware that there is a valid sell pivot. It just is not confirmed yet. And this is where things can get tricky in trading because oftentimes, again, an indicator or any system that somebody might be using, it might be a valid signal. The indicator might give a valid signal based on all of its rules, but it ends up tricking us and we get, whipsawed or it reverses on us. We get trapped and then we are forced to take a loss. What I'll explain as we get over into live charts is the sell pivot, while it was a valid setup, didn't trigger. And the trigger actually would have been that blue line that you see just above where it says no trade. So it didn't come down and trigger. So no harm, no foul. I'm out of the market. I wait for the next signal, the next confirmed one. And for Micron, we saw the next buy pivot the following morning. All right. So altogether on this 1 hour chart, there were three confirmed signals in 2 days. And that's a total point gain of 571. So if you had traded 1,000 shares on this 1 hour chart, that's worth over $5,700, right? So these, again, are very, very valuable and, in my experience, very reliable. So what I want to do is get over to our charts and start taking a look at these on an actual price chart. So I'm using the TradingView charting platform. It's just a web-based charting platform that let's see what I have. I have QQQ pulled up. We'll just stick with this for now. Let's see, where am I? Actually, let's just stay kind of right here because this is the end of 2021, beginning of 2022. So this is the start of the bear market last year. So I'm going to walk through how to identify the price action pivot setup and the rules behind it. And by the way, there, I didn't invent pivot points. There are a lot of different, renowned traders that use pivot points, but there are different ways to do it, right? There are different methodologies behind the pivot. I've always been interested in, studied these, but not until I found a specific way to identify them and trade them did I find really, the value that I see in them today. I want to make sure you guys can see this. Let me make sure I've got a good color here. I think I'll use yellow. Let me see. Like anything else, this takes practice. So, don't expect just to be able to spot these right off the bat right away. But after doing this for years, I can, without annotating or marking these on the chart, I can see them very clearly just by looking at any candlestick chart. And you'll be able to do that as well as soon as you practice this. But let's walk through the rules. So, all right. So again, we're looking at a daily chart of the QQQ. In the 2021 here, we're, and often you see this towards the end of a secular bull market. We're in this decade plus long bull market, things are starting to top out. So we're just ranging back and forth. And then the bear market sets in, right? 2022 rolls around and the indices rotate lower. And we're all of a sudden find ourselves in this frightening bear market. Well, there were some good clues here that could have warned us. And it's specifically when we use price action pivots, they can help with that, with reversals, with a key reversal point, especially when applied to key levels. So let's look at the rules now. Let's just start here before we get into 2022. We'll start with a buy pivot, right? So this is a valid buy pivot. And it's also, draw that better with a different tool. So this is a valid buy pivot. It's also a triggered buy pivot. Okay, and I'll explain why. But first, let's look at the rules. So five candlesticks, right? So this is our pivot candle, our pivot point. I'll just label it PP. All right, that's our pivot point. Now, how do I know that? Well, I look at five candlesticks. So for a bullish pivot or a buy pivot, we're going to have to the left of the pivot candle, two consecutive higher lows. So notice there's the low of our pivot candle. Here are the lows of the candles, the two prior consecutive candles. And it's very easy to see here that the lows of the two prior consecutive candles are higher in price than the pivot candle, all right? So let's just ignore everything to the right here. Let's just say, you know, this is happening live and I'm just tracking the candle price action. And really all I have to do that is track the highs and lows. In this case, lows, because the candles are moving down, right? We're making lower lows. So at that point, all I'm doing is looking at the lower lows. And at this point in time on this candle, which was on December 20th of 2021, I don't know this is a pivot candle. On December 20th of 2021, I have no idea that this is a pivot candle, okay? But the next trading day on the 21st, okay, so that's the next candle here, something changes. And then I have a clue that this could be a pivot candle. At this point, it's a potential pivot candle on December 21st. Why is that? Because the next candle's low is higher than the previous, right? So prior to December 21st, the lows, we're making lower lows. It's lower, low, lower, low, lower, low. This candle, put a yellow dot in there, is the day everything changed, right? So we make a higher low. Something has changed, higher low. Now, we don't have, how many candles do we have now? One, two, three, four. We don't have five candles yet. In order for this to be a valid price action pivot, I need to wait for one more candle to make a higher low, okay? So what if that hadn't happened? What if we had, on December 21st, we had this higher low, and then the queues sold off and breached the low of December 20th's candle, which ends up being my pivot. But let's say that that was what occurred, then this would not any longer be a pivot. So again, at this point on December 21st, I'm purely mapping the price action and marking the lows. And then noticing that on day number four, or the fourth candle in the pattern, something changed. I wait one more day and December 22nd rolls around. And sure enough, I get a higher low. All right. Okay. So now I've got this five candlestick pattern, and I'll just box this for you, that is a confirmed price action pivot. All right. So we've got candle one. And remember, as this is occurring in real time, if we had been monitoring this in real time, we don't know that until December 22nd. So we got candle one, two, our pivot candle, the day everything changed, December 21st, candle four, and then candle five is our confirmed pivot. So we've got five candlesticks, two to the left of our pivot with higher lows, two to the right of our pivot with higher lows. And that confirms December 20th candle as a pivot, a valid pivot. Okay. Now, what do we do with that information? Well, there are a couple different entry techniques if I wanted to trade this. All right. Let me just take these out. An entry could be placed above the high of the fifth candle, right? So we place an entry above the high. So when I mentioned we don't just jump in on, you know, right when we see one of these confirmed pivots, because things could still reverse back down. In fact, they ended up reversing back down. But What I want to do is, and this is where I would use something that's called a stop entry orders or a buy stop order. I can place that above the high of the fifth candle in the confirmed pivot pattern. Okay, so I don't buy right when the pattern completes. I wait to see if price comes up into a level above the high of the fifth candle and follows through. In this case, it did. And not only is it a confirmed pivot, it's a triggered pivot. Okay, and it's good for about a, let's see, if I place my entry around, let's just say 394.50. We'll just say 395 to make it simple. It's good for almost 10 points. That's almost a 10-point move in just a few days, right? So that's a buy pivot. Now, what's a sell pivot look like? It's just the opposite. So here's an obvious one, right? So again, if we're tracking highs and lows, now the queues, they've broken this support level, right? Which happens to be right where that buy pivot reversed off of to the upside. Okay. And now we've broken this support level and we get, let me take that out just so it doesn't confuse everybody. So then we get a leg down and a retracement. So this is where these can be very valuable, like when used with Elliott waves or key levels, like fib levels, because we know, and as Elliott wave theory explains, price charts don't move in a straight line. They oscillate. And so when we get a downtrend, we get these periodic pullbacks, right? But then the broader trend is down. So as I'm mapping this bearish price action pivot, I'm just noticing that, okay, we've got a pullback, a retracement, and we're making a series of higher highs. So at this point in time, let's see what day this is. This is January 12th of 2022. Okay. On January 12th, I don't know that this is a price action pivot candle. I just know that I'm mapping a retracement with a series of consecutive higher highs. But then the very next day, something changes. There's a lower high, right? So now I'm paying attention because this is a potential pivot. It's not confirmed yet, just a potential pivot. So I notate that. Now, the next day, we get the confirmed pivot. We have another lower high, right? So we're just doing the opposite of what we did in, I see some questions about like where do you place a stop loss and stuff. I'll get to that. Don't worry. Right now, I just want you to understand the setup, and then we'll look at like more of the rules around it with stop loss and take profit, etc. But so it's just the opposite of the buy pivot. So now that let's see, what day was this? This was January 14th. January 14th, the close of trading. I now know that I've got a confirmed bearish price action pivot. Okay, it's confirmed. But at the end of the trading, January 14th, it's purely a confirmed price action pivot. It's not a trade yet for me, right? Because I need there to be follow through. So here's where I would use a sell stop limit order. I use a sell stop limit, either a buy stop limit for bullish price action pivots or a sell stop limit for bearish. So if I wanted to short the queues here, I would place my sell stop limit below the fifth candle. So again, we've got candle one, candle two, our confirmed pivot. So this is now a confirmed pivot. Candle four and candle five. And if I want to trade this to the downside, I place my sell stop. Let's see, we'll just do sell stop limit order below the low of that fifth candle. Beautiful pivot, right? Really nice move. And then there's a bunch more that we can use to trade. So this one would have easily hit a profit target level. So now we can continue to navigate this downtrend, right? And there's a bunch more. There's another beautiful entry. Here is another one. And actually, let's look at this one because it demonstrates something that is often a common question with this. So this is a valid bearish pivot. Okay, that's a valid price action pivot point. But something a little different happened with this one than this previous one we looked at. Okay, so this would be candle one, candle two, then of course, pivot candle being candle three, four, and five. Now, when we look at candle one and two, candle two's high was actually lower than candle one's. So that's okay. And it's okay on either side of the pivot candle. Because often, like if this, what you'll see in a retracement and then subsequent reversal is, you'll see like here, back here where we had a higher high, higher high, higher high. This is kind of a picture perfect pivot, but they don't all turn out picture perfect. But they can still be valid. So here in this case, candle two's high was lower than candle one's, and that's perfectly fine. The key is that both highs of candle one and two need to be lower than the pivot candle. Now, when we follow through to candle four and five, those were consecutive lower highs, and that's fine too. Either way, the key is what would have invalidated this bearish price action pivot is if either candle four or candle five, the high from either of those daily candles breached the high of our potential pivot candle. Similarly, if you know we had a lower high here on candle one, but then candle two, came up and to a higher level, and then this pivot candle made a lower high, then this would no longer be our pivot, right? Our potential pivot would have been candle two. So the highs for a bearish price action pivot or the lows for a bullish price action pivot don't have to be perfectly consecutive. It's just that we want for a bullish one, we want the lows to be higher than the pivot candle low on both sides. And for the bearish, we want the highs of candle one and two to be lower than the pivot candle's high. And same goes for candle four and five. All right. And again, here's another beautiful, this one we could have placed our entry right here, maybe a little bit higher. Another nice move. Okay. So that's the setup. So then I've seen some questions come in, profit targets, stop losses. All right. So there's not one single way to do this. And I use different methods depending on like volatility, for instance. And I'm gonna talk to you about my indicator. In fact, I'm gonna go ahead and just plug that on the chart right now. Let me explain first. So, but there's a couple different ways to do the stop loss and profit target. The basic, most conservative way is when you get a bearish pivot. So we'll just go back to this bearish pivot here. Your stop would go above the pivot candle, right? And then here was our entry. I look for a 1-to-1. So I'm not going to do this exact because I don't want to take the time to calculate, but I'm just going to eyeball it. It looks fairly close. We look for a minimum a 1-to-1 move. Okay. So in other words, the distance between your entry and your stop is equivalent or equidistant to your entry and your take profit. So that's the most basic approach. So again, this is our stop loss. This is our entry and this is our take profit. And one thing that I do, because there's some nuances here that to be considered, is if there's enough volatility, and often this makes a lot of sense in a sell-off situation because markets tend to sell off a lot harder than they go up, is I'll scale out. So it my 1-to-1, I might scale out of half my shares at that 1-to-1 take profit level. And then, for instance, keep the remaining half of my shares open for a 2-to-1 profit, right? And so we can use, trailing stops or, just simply use ratios like a 1-to-1 ratio for half the position and then exit the other half at a 2-to-1 risk reward. So that's to some degree at the discretion of the trader. But what I've done to make this all easier is built this all into an algorithmic indicator. So I'll show you that here on the chart so that you don't have to, guess on these. Here where we just looked at some of these, but here's the pivot. So what it does is it shows you on your chart once there's a confirmed pivot. So you don't have to go do all the candle guessing. What it also eliminates is, and by the way, I use this, I love it. In fact, I originally built this indicator for my own use. And then as I started teaching people a strategy, everyone's like, well, this is awesome. And I'm glad I understand it, but I don't want to spend the time, to count candles. So have you ever thought of making an indicator? And I said, well, actually, yeah, I have. And I have one. I just haven't ever offered it out. And so now, I provide the indicator to anyone I teach the strategy to. Because it eliminates having to go do all the candle counting. So I don't have to, map all the highs and lows. And once there's a valid setup, it just prints it on my chart and it prints it, with the stop loss, with the entry, and with the take profit. So it gives me everything, I need on the chart. It shows me all the bearish price action pivots, all the bullish price action pivots. And I don't have to do all the candle counting. I don't have to calculate where to put my entry order or where to put my stop loss. And then what I also did, because I realized, there's, like I mentioned, different ways to, some people want different risk reward parameters. So I actually built all that into the indicator. Let me get it pulled up here. So you can actually go into the settings and it's fully customizable. So you can actually change your risk reward parameters. It's got a lot of inputs that allow you to customize it for different inputs. So you can just look at bullish pivots. If you don't short stocks and you're only a stock trader, then why would you look at bearish pivots? Well, maybe to get out, they're still good to know, but maybe you only want to see, long only pivot points. Your stop loss reference, right? Your risk reward for your take profit one, you can adjust that up or down to your liking. You can use different ATR multiples. So you get all of the styling, visibility, and input control on the indicator, which is really cool. So really, that's kind of, again, up to your discretion. But yeah, these things are be oh, and by the way, they so they actually, these are past ones because we were looking back at 2022. Another feature is it when you get a confirmed one, you get a shaded box. So it makes it even easier to see. You can toggle that on or off. It doesn't go back past, I think, a year or something like that. It stops because of the way that TradingView works. So it doesn't allow you to continually keep those on the chart, but it allows you to see in real time if we were looking at these, the shaded areas. So yeah, you can see the pivots, but like this one, and this is where, again, it's so powerful. Like this was a valid buy pivot, right? Perfectly valid. It had the two higher lows to the left of the pivot, the two higher lows to the right, valid pivot. Our entry would have been here. So if we wanted to, take a trade off this, we place a buy stop, right around what, 369 or something. No follow through. So while that was a valid pivot, it wasn't a confirmed triggered pivot. All right. And so that's what you get with the boxes. You can see when there's a confirmed trigger as well. And that can be toggled on and off. That's kind of at your discretion. So that's the indicator that follows all the rules that I taught you guys in the session. So you can certainly do this on your own. I gave you all the rules for spotting these on your own, trading them on your own. I also am going to offer you the indicator to make life easier for you, right? So let's talk a little bit about that right now, and then I'm going to open it up to Q&A. So I put together a price action pivot indicator package that gives you access to the price action pivot indicator on TradingView. If you don't use TradingView, you can set up an account for free. You can just go to tradingview.com and open a free account. So there's no need to deposit money or pay a monthly fee unless you want certain data packages like real-time futures data. So you get the indicator on TradingView. Normally, we retail that for $1,788 a year. I'm also going to hold live trade sessions with you guys if you want to, continue to trade price action pivots and use the indicator. I hold a live session every Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. Not only do we cover price action pivots, but a lot of other strategies in different markets. So it's a great opportunity. I host it. You can join and interact with me, ask me questions. And we retail that for $550. You get private Facebook network community access to our roughly 900 members of traders who use methodologies like the price action pivots in our Facebook group. And then stick, hopefully continue on with me. We only get about an hour today together, unfortunately, but I want to invite everybody here to continue on with me. If you're interested to learn to trade other markets, whether it's futures, I do a lot of futures trading. I do a lot of options trading, whatever market you're interested in. And then I'm also throwing a bonus ebook into the package. So my latest ebook, How to Create Risk-Free Trades. It's a great money management book that complements the price action pivot strategy and teaches different money management tactics to mitigate risk in trades and even in some cases, remove risk in a trade. That retails for $97. So the package that I'm offering up today for you guys retails for over $2,600. I'm taking 78% off over the course of 12 months. So it's only $49 a month. There's no contracts, no commitments. You can try out the indicator for 1 month. And if you decide that it doesn't fit your style, you're not locked in or committed to anything. It's just $49. Over the course of a year, that would save you 78% versus buying an annual Price Action Pivot subscription. So I'm going to tell you how you guys can take advantage of that and get it, and then I'll open it up to Q&A. It's altostrading.com/PAP for Price Action Pivots. Will allow you to lock in the 78% discount at only $49 a month with no commitments, no contracts. You get everything you see in the package. We are limited to 25 seats because we do need to get people set up on with the indicator and offer them customer service and good support to make sure that they're able to use it effectively. And we can't, you know, do that to an unlimited number of people as much as we would love to. So we do limit this for that reason, just for sake of good customer service and support. Again, you're going to get my latest ebook thrown into the package, which normally retails for $97. So you're already doubling your money there on the first month at the $49 a month package. So I'm going to go ahead and open it up to questions, see if you guys have any questions I can answer. And looks like we've got some little bit of time left here. If you miss a question, or you're like me and you think of the question after we sign off and kick yourself and say, why didn't I ask that? This is our contact information, support@altostrading.com. That's our toll-free number, 800-895-9348. If you prefer to talk to one of our representatives over the phone, you can do that and place your order that way as well. The easiest path of least resistance, I think, would be just to call out or type in altostrading.com/PAP into your browser, and you can join that way as well. All right. So again, here's everything in the package. There's the link to join. David also put that link for you in the chat box. And now I will go ahead and answer questions. All right. So Michael's asking, is it month to month? Yeah. So month to month, $49 a month for the indicator. And you get to keep everything in the package, even if you don't continue on past a month. You get everything else in the package that's yours for life to keep. But if you decide that the indicator doesn't fit your trading style, no contracts, no commitments, cancel anytime. If you decide you want to stay on, then it's just $49 a month. We actually have a lifetime option as well. If you join us today, you'll also get information on a lifetime license so that there's no month to month and you just own the indicator for life. So there's information on that once you join us. Awesome, Droid Razor, I'll be seeing you in class. Looking forward to having you. Yeah, we'll have our next class next Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern. We'll send you out a link for that. Let's see, maybe I missed it. Does it have a scanner as well or just the indicator? So on TradingView doesn't have scanners, but they have alerts. So you can set alerts for when a new valid price action pivot appears, and it can send you an email. It can ring a bell. There's different ways to set the alert. But TradingView doesn't offer scanners that I'm aware of. Let's see, Barry, I'm assuming the indicator will not work on Thinkorswim. So actually we are working on development for the indicator for Thinkorswim. So I can't tell you for sure when it'll be ready and available, but once it is, if you join for now on the TradingView platform, the $49 a month, we can convert you over to Thinkorswim when it's available. Matt's asking timeframes. I'm assuming you mean chart timeframes. Yeah, you can apply it to any chart time frame, no problem. Let's see what else. I had another question on Toss. Let's see. Couple other questions on what other platforms. Yeah. So, for now we have it on TradingView. And as I mentioned, we're in development on other platforms. So we're going to eventually roll it out probably to TradeStation, NinjaTrader, Thinkorswim. I just don't have any timelines on those, currently. You can take advantage now at the $49 a month, and then you're grandfathered in, so you don't have to pay the $1,788 a year, and we can just switch you over. In the meantime, if you don't use the indicator, you have the strategy, so you can still, which is why I wanted to make sure to teach that you can still do this on your own on another platform. Just have to put a little legwork into it. Let's see. Ray's asking, I see the trade trend signal software is available for TOS. Yeah, trade trend is another one of our indicators that I didn't talk about today, but that one, our trade trend indicator is available on TOS on the Thinkorswim platform, as well as TradeStation, NinjaTrader, and some others, TradingView as well. And that's what we do with our indicators. We roll them out across all of those platforms. It just takes a lot of time and effort and work for our programmers to do it. So that's what we're in the process of doing now with the price action pivot. Let's see, does price action pivot work better with TradingView or MT4? We don't have it programmed with MT4, so I couldn't really tell you. And I don't, I've used MP, MP, M, sorry, MetaTrader for, starting to say MP4, MetaTrader for long, long ago, but I don't currently use that platform, so I couldn't tell you. Let's see. Is there a way to get alerted when a bunch of stocks at price action pivots, or do you manually search for the stock by stock? Yeah, as I mentioned, there is a way to get alerted on the TradingView platform. So you can set up alerts, and it can email you, or if you're on the chart, it can ding a bell, or I think they have a few different ways that they can send you alerts so that you don't have to go chart by chart. You can set those up. All right, I think I've covered all the questions I saw. I don't know if I missed any, but if so, let me just throw our contact information up here again real quick for you guys. And just really want to thank all of you for joining, and I hope you got a lot out of the session today. Welcome to all of you who are joining and taking advantage of the indicator offer. It's great to have you here and have you on board. I hope to see you guys on our live session next Tuesday, 7 Eastern. We'll be sending an invite out. We usually send it out earlier that day. So keep an eye out for that. But again, welcome to everybody. Wish you guys a great rest of the day, and I'll pass it back to you, David.